Well, for the final time for a while, we're going to catch up with our tech expert, Richard Pascoe from talktech.com.au. We'll get to all that shortly. But firstly, Richard, let's get into Facebook now. Is there a risk of us being locked out of our own Facebook accounts?
Look, there is, especially if somebody guesses your password. So I've got to say, you know, if you've got kids out there, don't let them share your password at all. And they're in a big habit of doing that. And as a thing with kids in school at the moment, a sign of true love is sharing your password. Got to let you know, that's not a sign of true love. Your password is something very personal to you.
It's like your PIN number, mate. Not even the wife knows that one.
Exactly right. So what you need to do is also give Facebook your mobile phone number. Two-factor authentication, we've talked about before. So if you've got somebody unknown trying to log on to your account, then what they'll do is you will get a little message back from Facebook saying there's a number to authorise that person to get into your account. They haven't got it, so they can't do it. It protects your Facebook account. You can also go along and have something called a trusted contact on there as well. So you might ring me up and say, Richard, I've been locked out of my Facebook account. Can you get me back in? Because you added me as a trusted contact, I can help you get back in and reset your password.
Now, Sheila has been browsing the internet here in Launceston, and she's been experiencing these annoying pop-ups that have been, well, obviously popping up on her computer, and she doesn't know why it's happening.
She's going to what's called infected web pages. So they've got a thing on there called malvertising. So, you know, malware and advertising. And when you go to it, they seem to just slide into your computer. Mm. So three things you need to know. How to reset your browser back to its default settings. So Google Chrome, very easy to do. It's in the settings. Go all the way to advanced settings and press reset. Wipes it all back to its default. And look at the extensions you've got on there as well, Sheila. So you might have things like YouTube Downloader, Shopping Docker, thing. Get rid of those extensions as well. And the final thing, put an ad blocker on. We love ad blockers because they cause more malware to slide onto your computer than anything else.
I'm thankful that there isn't an ad blocker on radio, Richard, because both you and I wouldn't be here right now.
We love ads on the radio.
All right, finally, iPhone 7 users. On YouTube, there's a few examples of people drilling holes into their iPhone 7s to create a headphone jack. Is this a wise idea?
In one word, no, it's not. And it goes along with some of the classic jokes that have been played over the year on YouTube. But people are actually doing it. And seriously, if you do it, you're an idiot. Think that if you drill a hole, suddenly your headphone jack will work. You know, it's completely ridiculous. If we go back to the iPhone 5, they actually came out, put it on YouTube, and they had people dunking in water saying, this is now waterproof. So people were copying it and actually ruining their phone.
Yeah.
Stop believing everything you see on YouTube.
Yeah, and you can, though, dunk your iPhone 7 into water, though, because that is waterproof.
Yeah, very. But remember, water and electronics still don't mix. That's for when you...
Oh, I wouldn't do it anyway, just because out of fear that it might not work. Knowing Apple, I mean, they've never had a faulty product, have they?
No, never. Like, no, a bit like the Samsung Galaxy Note 7s. They're all good parts bursting into flame.
Mate, we're going to have to leave you there because I know you're heading overseas very soon. Now, can you give us a bit of a taste of what are you up to? On holidays or business?
Touch of both. I'll be meeting with Google while I'm overseas, meeting with some podcasters and things that I'm doing, but also a touch of holiday as well. So I'll be off to San Francisco, New York and Los Angeles.
All right. And when you get back, I'll be on holidays for a whole month. So we won't speak to you until December.
But I look forward to it as always, Leroy, in
counting
December.
Down. And of course, we can keep up to date with Richard on his travels to America via talktech.com.au.